Many people were upset when the list of 70 state parks facing closure was released last month. But Alden Olmsted took it personally. Not for himself, but on behalf of his late father, John Olmsted, who had directly helped create three of the parks on the list.
I was walking by and someone said, "Hey, they're going to close your dad's park." And this was only literally 2 months after he had passed. I said, no, it's got to be a typo, a misspelling, something. And I looked at 70 of the parks on the list. Out of them, three of them were the ones that he spent his life saving from development or restoring or building. So I just sort of blurted out, "This is ridiculous. We're this huge state, and we've got all these people. Why doesn't everyone just give a dollar?"
Thus began his one-man grassroots campaign to save the parks by collecting small voluntary donations from as many park users as possible.
Either I came up with an idea that was so simple it related to everybody, or people were just waiting for somebody to step out and take the lead, or maybe a little bit of both. But I didn't have to do a lot of explaining. I'd talk to people and say, "I'm just trying to raise a buck from everyone," and people would start pulling their wallets out. I haven't had to ask for any money. I just put this out there and said, "This is important to me, and I think it's important to a lot of people." And apparently it is.
For the past 2 weeks, Alden, a Sonoma County native son, has been personally visiting the parks on the list, seeking out a volunteer at or near each one who's willing to host a donation bucket and get it out where it will be seen and filled.
Right now, I'm a little over $9,500, which is literally a drop in the bucket for what I want to raise, which is $11 million. But it's $9,500 donated by almost 2,000 people.
There's also a one-page website at johnolmsted.net where online donations can be made. Born 100 years after John Muir, the senior Olmsted was a botanist and naturalist who worked for a time in Golden Gate Park, then migrated north, where he was instrumental in the creation of what is now Jug Handle State Reserve in Mendocino County. Later on, he lived in Nevada City, where, Alden recounts, his father was inspired to invent a new kind of state park facility.
He found these old gold mining flumes, which are all over still up in the hills there, that they used to transport water for gold mining. And there was a bunch of them for sale, and he bought a stretch of land that had it, and he turned it into the nation's first fully wheelchair-accessible nature trail. And it's beautiful. It's called the Independence Trail.
His father's grand vision, says Alden, was a series of parklands spanning the width of Northern California.
His last land he preserved was Goat Mountain, which is northeast of Clear Lake, and that's part of what he calls the necklace of parks across California. So his big dream is a public trail from Mendocino to Lake Tahoe across California. So most of the land that he saved was within that Highway 20 kind of corridor.
Even with that history as his personal motivation, Alden Olmsted says his DIY campaign is really all and only about the parks themselves.
We can spend time getting angry or we can do something about it, and I wanted to just do something about it. So it's just a dollar. It's literally a buck, but it's got to be everybody, or at least 10% of the state. If 10% of the state puts in between $5 and $10, which the average donation so far has been $12, we'll cover it.
Olmsted plans to continue his efforts through the summer, then turn the collected funds over to the state in early September. Only then will he resume his budding career as a writer, photographer, and filmmaker. His most recent project? A filial documentary he titled, My Father, Who Art in Nature. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.